Good morning, David Sakai, Western Cape Town Innovation Board.
Good morning, Prima Evans, Western Cape Town Innovation Board.
Good morning, Evans, Prima Evans,
but
the text at the beginning of the year, at least 1 month notice of the board meeting must be given. The agenda for the meeting must be approved. It has to be full of 5 members, and by the resolutions must be taken. And deliberations and resolutions must be recorded and listed. And so the matters that come to the board at the board meeting, the resolutions must be taken, the school license applications, continuing to oversight of the operational matters that have been board meetings, and those resolutions must then be applied to the resolution that comes to the table. The next one is committee meetings. And these are oversight committees of the various sectors of the industry and office of the various functions of the board. And again, there is 1 month notice period, these in the approved agenda, a quorum of 2 members, and deliberation of the recorded limited and the credentials that cover the board resolution. And these matters then are in discussion of the various sectors in the industry and the oversight of the operational sectors like finance or human capital matters.
Thank you. definitely are to become a board member that you need to do ordinary resident observation of care. And as such, why would one, you know, make allowance for people to come from outside of the problem?
Expiring in March 2020, and they have been
also recently, which was an unfortunate situation, was confirmed that he's now acting a county officer, had to resign because of the change in that position as well. So hopefully by March 2020, or even before, we should have a full complement of all once the process is completed, as the members just informed us. Thank you, Chair. Not for the board meetings, the preparation for a board meeting is a staggered 8 hours, including preparation time, and the only time you actually get only additional time for board meetings is your travel costs. For instance, if I have to use my own vehicle to the board, I can pay for the travel cost per kilometer, not time, nothing. The staggered 8 hours I will pay. So if I get a board pack of 1,000 pages and I have to spend 2 days to prepare for that meeting, that's irrelevant. It's 8 hours that you get paid for a board meeting. For a committee, if I can just go for a committee meeting, it is different. Whatever time you spend in preparing for the meeting, travel time to the board meeting, and the time that the meeting takes, an aggregate of that gets paid to a maximum of 8 hours. So if you have a big committee pack, that takes you more than 8 hours, the aggregate is 8 hours that you get paid for that.
I'm so disappointed, Chair. I just want to understand. So I've got the preparation that I have to do in all these schools. And I do the preparation. I travel from Somerset West, and then I come, I do the preparation, the meeting is going to be 4 o'clock, and then I decide I'm going to go 10 o'clock, and I come and sleep and do the preparation. That is being, it's not going to be a traveling time. We're going to include when I sit down and read my agenda until I go to the meeting and finish the meeting at 5 o'clock.
Clarify, Chair. The travel, take that to travel. If a member has to travel from Somerset West to 30 minutes, get back each way. So that's a total of travel time of 1 hour. A member gets remunerated for 1 hour. Preparation, each member declares how long he has taken to prepare himself, and we look at it on a reasonable basis as well. So the member has taken 2 hours to prepare and read through all the documents. That's right. So that's a total of 3 hours. The day of the meeting starts at 10 o'clock and ends at 12 o'clock. So the duration of the meeting is 2 hours. So the total remuneration will be 5 hours. 1 hour travel, 2 hours preparation, 2 hours duration of meeting. Those are the 5 hours that you get.
So in that explanation, that means for preparation, there's no, although I can prolong, there's a possibility that it can be prolonged, it differs from a board member to a board member, that it can be, they really prepare the agenda for about 2 hours, but they're prepared for 4 hours. There can be that possibility that it's going to, as long as not about 8 hours.
Correct. they can be, but as I just said, we look at the reasonability. One member is not there to claim 8 hours preparation and another member 1 hour. It doesn't make sense. So we look at the reasonability within our class. Service that you have, and if you take the vesting engagement
apply the mind to the facts and to the consequences of each decision that you take and you want to execute. What could be the consequences of that? All of those things require careful study and time. And the fact that they're limited to eight, I think one must take that into consideration, Chair.
Time is a way. Time is a way.